Blog Talk Radio.
Left Eye, rest in peace and everything like that. But we're going to talk more
with T-Boss tonight. It's going to be a hot show. It's going to be crazy. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online, at MA2K. Hit us on the Instagram, Lush Radio Online, MA2K, Facebook, CEO Lushy Lush, or Lush Radio Online, man. It's crazy right now. It's bananas. Big shout out to our sponsors, Heads Up Entertainment, E2K Enterprises, along with that Elite Print and Coast to Coast DJs. Don't forget to download the mixtape, Money Power Respect, Respect Money Power on that piff. Also check out A Dollar in a Dream, and check out all the mixtapes that we got out here. So it's crazy right now. Lush Radio Online, we on the move. It's crazy right now. I'm hyped. It's Friday. Pop your bottles. Get ready. It's all the way live. And big shout out to Ernest Jackson from Strictly from the Promo for providing us with this interview tonight. So stay tuned. Your girl T-Boss will be live in a building. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick caller real quick and ask that question. What was your favorite TLC movement video or moment? And calling at 347-826-7722 before we go into another TLC song. Caller from the 954, you're live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush. What it do, baby?
What's good, Lush? Happy New Year. This your brother, Professor X. What's happening? What's good with you?
What up, Professor X, man? Happy New Year, man. Ain't seen you in a minute, homie.
I've been grinding, man. You got to work. Got to pay these bills, man. You do what it do.
That's what it is, man. So what's your motivation this year, man? What got you going this year, man?
I mean, what got me going is just staying positive, man, and keeping the haters out of your circle and being around people who trying to do something with their life and not sit and look at you and what you're doing and hate on you. I just, you know, I'm sucker-free, hater-free. And anybody with a negative attitude, I don't even really deal with them. That's it.
Definitely, definitely. That's what it is, man. Big shout-out out there in Florida. What was your best TLC moment? You know, what was your best TLC moment?
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. I had a crush on all of them. So it was like basically my most favorite video had to be like Waterfalls, man. I was like, anytime TLC came on BET or MTV, I recorded the video. So, you
wow.
know, I had a crush on all of them.
That's what it is.
It was
That's
just
what it
that
is.
Great back in the day just to see, you know, a female group, you know, do their thing, you know. I mean, as far as with the singing and rapping, they were, you know, versatile with.
Definitely. They had definitely had a mesh of everything. They, you know, they had the lady, like, they could show you could be a lady, you could be a tomboy, you can, you know what I'm saying, you could do whatever you want to do, girl power, and I just loved their essence, and they could dance their butt off when they got into it, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to them. Hopefully I can get some guns like Chili, you know what I'm saying? Because she say her arms be like, she be working out for real, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Chili and everything. But call it at 347-826-7722. Don't forget, it's nothing but positive vibes. It's Friday. Crack your glass of wine. Big shout out to my girl listening in. I'm going to shout out Bella on Facebook. DK Smith, shout out to her. She's tuning in. And, you know, follow us on Twitter. So it's crazy right now. More TLC music. And we have our mix show later. And we're going to have your girl, T-Boss, live in the building. And you're going to be able to get a chance, yes, a chance, to talk to her directly. So for all those people that's always been like a big kid and it's always been your dream to talk to T-Boss or somebody from TLC, now is your chance. So it's going to be, in a few minutes, we'll have her live on the show. We're going to go to another song. This was a lot of people, they used to like this song right here. I ain't too proud to beg. You know what I'm saying? 2 inches or y'all rock harder with it sagging. I ain't too proud to beg now. So it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. TLC, I ain't too proud to beg. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Got it. show's over. You guys ready to go?
Thank you for tuning in with TLC this afternoon. What the hell was this?
Yes. Me again. And I'm
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're all the way live, Queen. Is this my business partner? Is this my ace, M-E-2-K?
PP, that's what it is. I'm coming in here, you know, live in effect, ready to talk to one of my chicas, T-Boz.
Word. I'm just all the way live, man. What was your greatest TLC moment or favorite song? And which one were you the crazy, sexy, cool in the group? Or were you the extra one that was added to it?
I was the extra one. Yeah, I would tell everybody I was the extra one. They just didn't see me, and in the video shoots, I wasn't there. But mentally, in my head, you know, I was there, and I was doing the steps and the moves, especially, don't go chasing waterfalls. You know, I was in the other rock. They just didn't see me in the water. But, you know. But I was there. I was there. I was living it. You know, I love all the songs. I can't even really pick one out of all. It just, they all just meant something. And at the moment they came out, I was going through it, you know, and it just fit right in. So I can't even, just all the songs, man. Just shout out to T-Boz, definitely, and Chili, and, you know, rest in peace, S.I.
Definitely, definitely. I know my big. I loved all their songs, and I just love the versatility of the group. Of they could be. It's okay to be a tomboy, and it's okay to dress like a lady too. So they used to switch it up, and I used to like, you know, what I'm saying, the mix of all of their different personalities, and they were just wild. They had their own. They were colorful. They were fun. They were bubbly, and you know you could relate to them. They were like the you know. Everyday girl that you could actually feel yourself sitting down hanging with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like most about that, when they did that with the clothes, it was almost like sending out a message, like, you know, what we're wearing is not important. What we're saying is important, you know? So it kind of took you away from what they were wearing, and you actually heard their lyrics and you heard their message and their delivery, which I think was, you know, part of the success that they had. People wouldn't concentrate if they had a tight skirt on or cleavage. It was about, wow, they're fun. You know, they're saying what they want. They're having fun at it. Well, we're having fun at it. You know, like I was in the group. They just didn't see me. we're having fun at it and spreading a message. And they bring out a lot of messages. A lot of the stuff that,
definitely,
you know, that they bring out were deep messages that if you really tuned in, you was like, wow, that's deep, you know. And they didn't care. You know, they were condoms on their clothes. They didn't care. They were sending, not that they didn't care, they were sending a message. You know, they were sending messages.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely send a lot of subliminal messages through a lot of their songs. I ain't too proud to beg. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you want, you go over there and go get it, you know?
right.
And so I creep. You know, you got, you know, that's dealing with relationships.
Keep it on the down low. Yeah, that was my part. Yeah. I told them, like, put that part. I keep it on the down. They just didn't hear me. I wasn't there when they were writing it. But in my mind, I told them right back.
Definitely. And Waterfalls classic. That song, just that's, like, the different scenes and everything, just, like, really touched your heart. Just talking about.
That's the best video I ever did. I just was in the other rock. They just didn't see me.
I feel you. I feel you, man. Emma was the fourth, you know, addition.
They just didn't know
it. I just didn't see her.
I was part of the contract, nor the money, nor the royalties, nor nothing. I just, in my mind, I was just there. I could see me
definitely
in the videos. I can't see me. I could see me there. I see myself.
Yeah,
there.
You definitely saw yourself. But I love the whole, you know, focus on the girl power, you know, be sexy in your own skin, and you know, and they work together, you know, you always saw like it was almost like a sisterhood with them, you know, women actually working together, because sometimes we find women being catty and stuff, and you know, breaking up, you know what I'm saying, in groups and stuff, but they actually had a closeness for a long time, you know, so, and they still have, you know, a closeness and stuff, rest in peace, you know, Left Eye, but, yo, the dance moves was crazy, their bodies was always tight, You know, they always had different, like, they just took it to the next, especially like Scrubs. Scrubs to me was a hot video. I was like, yo, I don't want no Scrubs.
That was my idea, too. But, you know. I was like, they wanted to say that. I said, no, let's call them Scrub in my mind. Like, I wasn't there when they wrote it. I'm just saying that was in my mind. I thought I was there. Anyway.
Well, I mean, Scrubs, you know, that was a lot of females' anthems, seriously. Like, when Scrubs came out, you were really sitting in the car looking at a dude. You really on the passenger side, seriously? Like, it was crazy with Scrubs. The dudes on the passenger side felt kind of low back then.
No, check it out. They're still on the passenger seat trying to holler at you while they're pumping that song. Are you serious? Like, are you listening to the song? Okay.
Definitely. And because we do got a request for Waterfalls, I want to play that in a few minutes and stuff. We will be having T-Boss live on the line. Don't forget, her show is Totally T-Boss on TLC. From the group TLC. And it's going to be crazy right now because who does it better than us? We do. Lush Radio Online, man. We all the way live. Calling at 347-826-7722. And we're live. Don't forget to follow Emma E2K. Log on to www.emmae2k.com. Your national motivator. So hit her up. Check her out. Hit a guest book. It's crazy right now. And also follow us.
And the fourth member of TLC.
And the fourth member. TLC, but you just ain't see her. She was invisible that day.
She was invisible or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But by high demand and request from a lot of people, you know, this was a lot of people's favorite song from TLC. So we're going to go ahead and rock this joint right here. Waterfalls from TLC, live on Lush Radio Online, man. Call in at 347-826-7722, and we'll be right back. Waterfalls.
You don't go cheating.
We'll be right back. to join me, then I drank some, not one guy to give a drink. Is it because my life is in shades of gray? I pray all then fade away, sell the brains and for the sedative. And like the promise is true, only my bacon undo. The many chances I've lived through to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no one lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folks who can't cope with such an endurance pain that it keeps them in the boring rain. Who's to blame for this again into your own vein? What a shame you do and aim for someone else to break. And claim the insane and aim to say in time for falling right to grind. My laser system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations. The rest is up to me.
Waterfalls, man, waterfalls. I was over here doing a little bounce, you know what I'm saying, the little bounce. I mean, were you doing the bounce? Doing the little bounce?
You was doing... Yeah, you know that I taught them the moves. Hello, the fourth member. I told them the moves, how to move. Yeah, they just didn't see me and don't remember that I was there showing them. It's okay.
Yeah, I was hitting the bounce and stuff, man, you know, so I was hitting the bounce. We're going to have C-Boss live on the line in a few minutes. I'm calling at 347-826-7722 by request by some people, you know, scrubs. We're going to play that in a few minutes. I don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, hanging out the passenger side in his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. So, yeah,
why,
we're going
to
go in
the
scrub.
Same song.
So we're about to go over there and play the scrubs real quick, and we're going to come right back, man, live on Lush Radio Online, man. TLC, T-Boss, Tolly T-Boss, we live in the building, man. It's all the way live, man. It's Friday.
Yeah.
my horizon. That leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find a surprise, and if you don't have the G, to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So, let me give you something to think about. And if that your mind with intentions to turn you back.
Yeah, we all the way live. We live back on there. That was Scrubs right there. We about to get y'all that other joint. Y'all might not even know about this joint right here. Hat to the back, and we're going to come right back. Your girl, Leslie, that's live on Leslie Radio Online. Let's go. Hat to the back, baby, TLC.
Hat to the back, and my plans. Yeah.
Back a little snippet real quick. We're going to play some more. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, man. And it's Friday, and it's crazy right now. Tonight, like I said, we're going to be so honored to have T-Boss from the legendary group TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool. But she got a hot show, reality show, on TLC that just aired January the 1st. And it's crazy right now. It's getting crazy buzz. And for all those recording, could definitely tell us how you felt about, you know what I'm saying, TLC, T-Boss, and the whole movement. It's crazy. The reality show, you know, talks a little insight about, you know, her life, what's new with her and everything like that. And stay tuned. So call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to go to the phone lines. I heard a couple of TLC throwbacks right there, but we're about to go to the phone lines and see what's popping. We got a caller from the 404 ATL. What it do, baby?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's popping? 404?
Oh, man, I'm here with T-Boss. She's running a few minutes late, but she is definitely going to be coming on, so I just wanted to kind of let you guys know.
Okay, that's all good, man. We'll be patient, man. It's an honor to have her live on the show. That's all that
okay.
matters,
How long does your show last?
The show actually, we're live on the air. The show actually lasts till 10, actually.
Okay, cool. Just let all the listeners know that she will be checking in. She's running up a few minutes late. We had a minor setback with something else, but she's definitely going to be calling in. So I just wanted to make sure that I let you guys know that.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. Okay,
I appreciate it. All right.
All right. So you heard it live on the air. You know, she will be on the phone with us in a few minutes and stuff. She's running a little late, but you know what I'm saying? She's going to be calling in a few minutes. So hold your horses. Until then, we still want to hear from you guys. What was your favorite TLC moment? What's your favorite TLC song? You know what I'm saying? So call in at 347-826-7722. Some thoughts, some insights on the reality show. Like I said, it's going to be showing a whole bunch of T-Boss of who she is as being a mother, T-Boss as an artist, and all that jazz. So it's going to be crazy. You're tuning in right now to Lush Radio Online, the hottest internet radio station worldwide, international. We got people listening to us all over the world. Stats is bananas right now. Calling. We got a call live on the line from the 347. What it do, baby? It's Friday.
Hello?
Hello? How you doing? That
sounds
like
up?
DK in the business. What up, cuzzo?
Yeah. Yo, what's good?
Yeah, I heard online was calling, show some love. I heard him say that she's gonna be late and everything. Definitely, you was asking about that. The TLC, I definitely like that song "Creep." I think it's real relevant to today. And I like "Red Light Special." Did you play those
definitely,
already?
Definitely. Oh, "Red Light Special." We ain't hit "Red Light Special" yet. We gonna throw on that "Hat to the Back," but we got that request from you for "Red Light Special," so I gotta get that joint in the arsenal. You know what I'm saying? You just brought me back to reality on that one. Dang,
well, I want "Creep." I want "Creep" though. I want "Creep, Creep." That's the one I want to hear. Can you put that one on, please?
All right, we're gonna throw in "Creep" one more time by request.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because of,
my bad, y'all.
So we're gonna throw in "Creep" one more time, you know, and we're gonna hit with "Hat to the Back," and then we're gonna try to get "Red Light Special" on there real quick. But you're tuning in right now to Lush Radio Online, and Cuzzo got a request, man. So I creep, yeah. TLC, let's go. Online, man, you all the way live with your girl, the hostess with the most, it's your girl Lushy Lush, and it's Friday. Some people are sitting there with a glass of wine, or you might be popping bottles. You know it's early for the club, but you all the way live already, just getting off of work, ready to get your dress on, your freaking dress on. It's the new year, and you all the way live, man. Think positive, and always think about getting that money and education, and it's all about doing positive things in 2013, man, and we on the move. And tonight, like I said, we're going to have your girl, T-Boss, live on the line with us. And I did get that Red Light Special, so I'm going to have that on in the arsenal in a few minutes and stuff, and we're live. Don't forget to follow at MME2K, www.MME2K.com, www.LushRadioOnline.com, at Lush Radio Online. And, you know, I love TLC. I love everything they stood for. The whole look, T-Bar's hairstyle, actually, like, I actually cut my hair like that, like, back in the day. Like, that whole hairstyle she had, like, I didn't dye it blonde. I had, like, some blonde streaks, though, but I like that hairstyle. And I was kind of tomboyish, so it was like they appealed to me because everybody be like, yo, you a tomboy, this, that, and the third. You know, you kind of strong and everything like that. So, you know, they suited me. You know, I could relate to TLC back then, you know, because I was going through little puberty and stuff, and they were like my female heroes or something back then. You know what I'm saying? So TLC, T-Boss, want to be live in the building. Like I said, once again, it's called Totally T-Boss. Like you heard, she will be live on the show in a few minutes. She's just running a little bit late. On top of that, you know, inaugural weekend coming up soon. I know you guys are getting ready for that. Get your advance tickets, people throwing parties, everything like that. Inaugural weekend is coming up soon. Also, you know, your girl Kim Kardashian is allegedly pregnant. Assumingly with Kanye's baby. I've seen all these kind of little skits and stuff on Instagram, you know, talking about, hey, man, our baby's going to be better than theirs and stuff. It's just weird. It's funny. But you know what I'm saying? So congratulations to her, you know what I mean, being, you know, pregnant and everything, you know. Hopefully, you know, everything turned all right with that one. You know, hopefully this one lasts. You know what I'm saying? But at least this one was able to plant a baby up in that joint. So, hey, who knows? You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Kim Kardashian on that whole situation, man. And, you know, I'm loving the Brooklyn Nets. They doing their thing on the basketball field. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all those people that's watching football right now. Super Bowl's coming up. Everybody getting amped up for the Super Bowl parties and everything like that. You know, tell me what team you running with this year and everything. Who are you rooting for? Call in at 347-826-7722. On top of that, we're going to log in with this red light special. But before that, I'm going to go ahead and run to that Hat to the Back from TLC. You know what I mean? We had to, and actually, you know, I think in this video, if I'm not, you know, mistaken, they actually had one of my groups that I used to like from back in the day. You know, Chris Cross had the wild outfits, too. They used to put their clothes back, you know, backwards and everything like that. And I think they featured in that Hat to the Back. And, you know, you wear your hat to the back. You was rocking it. It was dope back then. And, you know, it was the thing, Hat to the Back. TLC, we're going to play that real quick. And then we might give you a little bit of Red Light Special. Let's go. Let's radio online, man. We all the way live.
Hat to the back and my pants. Never change for you. Oh,
That was that red light special right there from TLC. Big shout out to my cousin. You know what I'm saying? To throw that creep in that red light special. She just brought me back to reality with that one. You know, I totally forgot about that one. You know what I'm saying? They had a lot of hits, like almost most of all the songs that they, and they had the pretty song too. That song was definitely talking about beauty and, you know, people being so shallow over looks and stuff and just being beautiful who you are and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? So that was also a hot song back then. But they always had a message in their song. So TLC, T-Boss will be live in the building. I'm going to go back on the line with my co-host, the one and only Emma E2K. What it do, baby?
What's up, man? You keep not saying that I was the fourth TLC. You're not telling people, and then they're going to think that it was, which it was, but I'm just saying.
I forgot to mention, Emma is the fourth, group member of TLC.
Right.
Y'all might have not seen her because she was kind of invisible that day, but she was in the video waterfall.
I see myself in the video. No one else sees it. Just me. Me only. Anyway, I want to shout out Heather, still a Dallas Cowboys fan. She's on the check-in, just letting us know that she's definitely tuned in.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Cuzzo real quick. Cuzzo, I hope you appreciate those songs because I know that those are your favorites real quick.
Cuzzo,
you know what I mean?
Brang it. You brang it, girl. You brang it with that.
Cuzzo, you live on the line with us? She must have gone.
No, I'm there.
Okay, all right. All right, let's bring
Cuzzo, you brang it Brooklyn style.
All the way in Miami. You take this whole coast. That's what I'm talking about. I got to go through the whole coast. You know me. Nah, those definitely was the throwbacks. I remember those, like, especially. And I know the one you're talking about with the I'm Pretty, when they was doing all kind of stuff. Like, in the
Girl, I'm Pretty.
Something with the, then they had the breast, people getting breast implants, and then other people were doing all these other, in the video. That video was really touching, for real.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
TLC is
definitely.
But if you look inside, you find out who is something, you know, damn, I'm pretty. Yeah, I was there. Like, I wrote part of the song, but I wasn't there the day they wrote it, you know.
Yeah.
In my mind. Yeah.
No, I get it. I understand. Sometimes we be doing that.
I was the fourth one, cuz though you don't see me in the video, but, like, if you really, really look all the way to the left, that's where I'm at, like, all the way.
I'm going to have to put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, when you put it up on YouTube, go to see the video, and then, like, look all the way. Like, it's really, like, you got to, it's fast. Like, it's, like, quick.
You got the cameo. That's our 2013 laugh.
That's a 2013 laugh, bird?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. You know what's crazy? Come to think about it, the way we're giggling and everything, you know.
Oh, wait, the song is called Unpretty. Heather just hit me up and said the song is called Unpretty, the song we're talking about.
Yeah, put that one on.
We're gonna play them pretty in a few minutes and stuff. But come to think about giggling and laughing, if you look at the first episode, they talk about giggling and laughing. You know, when Chili and T-Boss get on, you know, when they have to actually go to work and they have to, like, get on set and the camera, they just had this set of giggles and they just start busting out laughing. Until they can calm down and start getting on set and everything. But usually, T-Boss usually calms down and switches over, but they start giggling and everything when they're together. So Chili's a little bit more sillier than her from watching the episode and everything. But we're going to talk to T-Boss more about that on the show in a few. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So, so since we were talking about giggling and everything, we got another caller on the line, a caller from the 202. So we're going to bring them in and ask them about what was their favorite thoughts about TLC and everything. Caller from the 202 station, name and where you calling from, 202? 202? Okay, I guess you could just stay on the line with us then. It's all good. Like I said, T-Boss is running late. She had a little setback, and you guys heard it live on the line. She's going to be calling in a few, so just bear with us. But we will be playing a mix in a few from DJ Reasons, one of our official DJs on Lush Radio Online. Follow him on DReason88. Call him, check him out, you know what I'm saying, and support him. He's our favorite white boy. And we're going to be rocking with him in a few minutes until we have T-Boss live on the line. Along with that, we're going to go ahead and find that song, you know, for you guys, because Pretty is definitely a hot song. And, you know, it was touching, too. It was a touching song, I'm Pretty. And it talked about, you know, everybody's so stuck on, you know, the glam of being pretty and stuff. But, you know, you could go through different situations, you know. And you know, that
pretty. Pretty in the inside. Yeah. Pretty's not always on the outside, even though that's the first thing you see and you observe. But I bumped into a lot of so-called pretty, beautiful people that I don't even want to see them ever again in my life. They're so nasty and ugly inside. So, you know, that's how, you know, it's better to be pretty in the inside than the outside, trust me.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And, you know, you never know what you go through in life and stuff. So I think everybody's beautiful in their own way. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. But, you know, we got some ducklings out there, but, you know, they're pretty in their own way. Like I said, they're pretty in their own way. You know, so call in at 347-826-7722. We live on Lush Radio Online, man. We're going to have your girl T-Boss live in the building. Totally T-Boss. It's crazy bananas. Tune in, 347-826-7722. Also, don't forget, on Tuesday nights, you have the Queen's Lounge with the Sexy, E2K, my business partner. And she's live on the air, and she's always playing that feel-good music to definitely make you feel so good and talking about issues and doing interviews and stuff like that. So you got to tune in to her each and every Tuesday. From what to what, Emma?
From 10 to 11 p.m. Ooh, I sounded sexy.
Did you feel sexy? Did you just want to just touch yourself just now? Would you feel kind of touchy?
I'm sorry. I'm playing my role like the fourth member of TLC, so I'm trying to stay in focus. Okay. Sorry.
Word. You know what I'm saying? So we got that pretty song. We're gonna have it live in a few minutes from TLC. Also on top of that, like I said, how you feel about this whole Kim Kardashian baby situation, man? How you feel about that?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. That's all I'm going to say about this.
Say something nice.
Oh, Lord. Ay, Dios mío. That's all I'm saying. I can't say nothing else. I can't do it.
Say something. You can't say something nice, son? Something nice.
Oh, my God. That's as much as I can say. I can't say nothing else about that.
Let me ask Cuzzo, how you feel about this whole situation, man? How you feel about that, man?
I don't. I don't care. I guess you can't take a whole change to a housewife. I mean, I don't know. I guess you can. I guess things done change. I don't know. That's all I got to say. Oh, God. Come on.
Ay, yo mio.
Change the hose as a housewife now? Oh, word. That's how we doing it? All right. What's up?
2013 style.
My whole thing is, are they also going to shut down the whole floor, like, once she gives birth?
That's what I'm wondering, son. Are they going to shut down
the whole hospital?
They need to just get their private doctor. Do it in the house, in the Calabasca. What? For real?
Yo,
get out of here.
Oh, my God. That's
where they live at, right? Calabasca somewhere. Nobody got time. Come on. What are we doing? There's all kind of crazy. We need some more TLC groups out now. We need more of those because they bugging.
Word,
yes, huh? Definitely missing that element of music.
It always seems when people's like, you know what I'm saying, when ain't nobody really focus on them, that's when they start dropping this baby situation. Like, she had like mad dudes, and Kanye was the only one that lucked up to drop that drunk in there, man. I'm still kind of wondering.
No, let's not be stupid. First of all, we already know that's not the case. She's been raging for like 5 years. Come on, birth control. You have abortions. Like, stop playing. Like, we got time. Stop with the shenanigans. Get out of here. Now she's pregnant. Everybody pregnant now. Everybody want to have babies. Everybody want to be on a red carpet and come to MTV award show after Beyonce. Yo, I'm done. I can't. How is it done? I got time for this. Get out of here. Now we promoting unwed marriages. I mean, unwed babies. Come on. What's going on in the world? Tired.
At least Beyonce got married first.
I mean, at least she did. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. At least she got married. She's doing her thing. But oh, come on, you got this whore. She's a whore. This is a harlot. Like, she got discovered because she's a whore. Not because her father was a lawyer. Because she's a whore. Her mother's a whore. I mean, come on. It's like a line of whores. Like, y'all serious? And we say, well, this is people we looking at. But there's somebody out here. If they come, don't start me up, y'all. I can't. It's a line of whores.
I just hope she doesn't have a daughter. I hope it's a boy.
He's going to be a whore. Come on, and Kanye, too. Get out of here. Nobody would have been with Kanye. Look at his face. Nobody likes you. You got money. That's why she with you. You would have been a regular dude. Nobody going to be with you. See, these dudes, they forget. Because you got bread, that's
but
the only reason why these girls with you. You are ugly.
Because though she got her own bread, it's just, I don't understand why he's wearing the skirt now, though.
She got her own bread, but how did she get her bread? From being a whore.
Okay, but I'm saying in the relationship, you know, there's always the one that wears the pants and the one that wears the skirt. Now, she wears the pants. Would you notice that he's starting to wear skirts? I'm just saying. I just put it. It wasn't me. I just saw the video.
Wasn't he in the skirt? What he going to do? He up against the whole dynasty, like that whole family, like freaking, yo, I can't. Like, look at the family. They took on a, they everywhere, the whole family, the whole clan. Like, their legacy, yo, it's crazy, man. If you really look at the inside, I ain't hating, like, go ahead, do your thing. She bad, hairy, and all that. Do your thing, you understand what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Right? Because they from Armenia. Stop playing. Mad, hairy, son. And I know I'm not here, but she mad, hairy. She from Armenia. Yo, stop playing. Don't play. Come on, TV, don't play. Because that's a growth right there. Stop playing. Anyway, so stay out there, whatever, whatever. Have a good time, but it's just I don't really respect her. You know what I'm saying? I understand you do what you got to do, but I don't really understand what do you do. I don't get it. What do you do? Why people so, because she looks a certain way, that's why people so hype? What do you do? What are your talents? What are your gifts? What do you do? Besides sleep,
you see it. You see her talent. You see her talent on the video.
Nah, I ain't about that. son. No talent. Come on, I got people right here in the hood that could do that. Man, get out of here, man. And then, what might y'all hear that, man?
Hold that note, man. On that note, we're going to go to another song called I'm Pretty Real Quick. We'll be right back. Because she all the way. She is all the way live. Cuz on 2013, man. I'm Pretty TLC, man. We ain't playing no games. And, shine bright like a diamond, 2013, man. Don't let nobody cover your life, baby. Let's go. I'm pretty.
I What up? It's your boy Quan Lee, Quan Lee TV and all that, you know, NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip.
You already know, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Shine bright like a diamond. Yo, something about that song. Like the other day, like I was sitting there in the mall. All of a sudden the song came on and you just, the bus out singing, like it's almost like a whole, like, chorus and stuff. And, like, somebody started singing behind me and stuff, and we start singing in uniform, man. Like, everybody just started singing together, you know? So, but it's a hot song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, I'm Pretty, you know what I'm saying? So two things for 2013, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Let people see your dust. Do you. Focus on you. Don't be worried about everybody else. You're not going to satisfy everybody in the world, man. So do you. Rock out. Love you. Life is a movie, and you're the star of it, man. You better go get it in 2013. Know what you want and go out there and get it. Get motivated. Get jump started. You want to lose weight? Lose weight. You want to get this money? Get money. You want to get a house? Get a house. You want a whip? Get a whip. Let's do this, man. We ain't playing no games. Come past me with that craziness, I'll snap the mess out you, man. Tonight. Let me stop playing. Let me go back to the phone lines, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. M-A-E-2-K, Cuzzo, what up, though? Cuzzo, M-O-E-2-K, what's up?
Oh, hello, I'm back.
You back? You back in the building, Cuzzo?
Yeah, what's up, man? Just waiting for her to come up on this line and stuff.
Cuzzo, I miss you.
Oh, thanks, I miss you too. You know what I'm saying? I come down here and get my little swag on.
Hello.
Hey. I'm dancing right now too. I'm telling you right now. I got my two step right now. As soon as I said that, I felt it.
We got it in union, so you know how we do it. As soon as we get to here, we're hey. We do the TLC swag. Hey.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring it to 2013, though.
Word. We're going to bring it back, man, you know. Yo, but, you know, the I'm Pretty song was really a touching song. And you know, it's like, you know, it was an empowerment for pretty little, I mean, for young girls, you know, and just people, you know, and that song went out to a lot of people that's going through, you know, feeling like, you know, they second-guessing themselves or they felt I'm pretty. Man, you're pretty, you know what I mean? Stop letting
man.
People bring you stuff like that, man, for
you
real.
You better put that joint on for the whole Hollywood. You two talk about.
Go down the line. You better put that song right for a whole Hollywood. You might just tell everybody to sit here and listen to this song. Fake this, fake that, doing this, doing that, looking like freaking Mr. Potato Head, putting stuff together. I ain't got time, son.
I'm dropping the phone, man.
I'm
dropping the mic and walking
off. Word up,
yo. What are y'all doing, man? Come on.
No. Well, anybody can do it now, and it doesn't even matter the age. I mean,
nope.
you see 15 Chainz that he's 50, and he's like, you know, rocking hard, so. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, you got them starting real young. I mean, high school and younger doing plastic surgery and all this craziness, cutting their bodies up, you know what I'm saying, just to fit status quo, man, status quo. Like, you know what I mean, status quo, and the pressure is just so off the thousand that people just are losing themselves just to keep up with the Joneses, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. You could end up, God forbid, losing your life just like, you know what I'm saying, Kanye West mother did under the knife, man. It's not a game, man. Like, people need to really wake up. Like, you don't. If you want to, you can do it the natural way, man. You know what I'm saying? Watch what you eat. Or if you're satisfied with the way you are, then, oh, well. You know what I'm saying? Rock hard. Shine bright like a diamond. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with some rolls. I mean, that's good. That you got some love handles. They call handles. You got to handle them, you know? Find a way to handle
them. A lot of cushion.
My thing is, I ain't knocking nobody. Like, you know, they want to make their decisions to do what they want to do with their body. That's them going to the knife, whatever, that's that. But at the same time, it's just so crazy how the society has made people mindset be like, you have to look this way to be accepted this way. You know what I'm saying? So screw the fact that you're putting something artificial in your body. Screw the fact that you're about to go under the knife and under anesthesia for, like, however long. Screw the fact all those different factors that's in place. They like, you have to look this way in order for you to be able to be successful. So why we can't promote healthy living, you know what I'm saying, more of that as opposed to, well, they're doing that now, but, like, as opposed to, yo, I'm going to get this quick fix. I'm going to get my – we see on reality TV people getting their nose done, getting this done. You got T.I. girl looking like Miss Piggy with the lips and nose. Come on. What are you doing? Looking like chicken cutlets. Like, stop it. Sorry, y'all, because I'm tired. My bad. I be blasting on your show. It's Friday. You told me Friday I could bless. Friday we be taking
yeah,
mine.
Friday
I know
we can bless.
You know, I know T-Y's coming on today and everything on Friday, but usually we let it out Friday. So I'm just saying
I'm
tired of seeing it. Come on. What are y'all doing? And then this is what people think. You got to look this way. They go hard, starving themselves, passing out, looking stupid. Nobody got time for that, yo. Be who you are. Come on. Crying. Mom, look right. Come on. No, if you want to lose weight, go to the gym, get you a trainer, do that joint so your body still could be, you know what I'm saying, the way it's supposed to be. It'll cleanse, it'll start to build, and you'll begin to have the muscular tone the right way, not this fast way. Everybody's so lazy. Nobody want to work for nothing. Everybody want things just pass to them, man. Get out of here. We look like Obama healthcare. Get out my face, man. I think we can get their stuff together, man. I'm done for it. I'm just waiting for T-Bot. I'm done talking, man.
That's it. You good?
Yo, we miss Cuzzo on the show, man. She just livens the show up, man.
Cuzzo, let me tell you something. You know why I love Cuzzo, especially now in 2013? Because I'm following what Cuzzo's doing, and that's, you know, I want to speak nothing but the truth in 2013. So it is what it is.
Word.
If that's the truth on it, then I'm going to speak on it as well, because enough, you're right, enough. It just, after a while, it's like up to where we going to get at in this world, in this society.
Yeah.
Because,
you know? I mean, it's corrupting the little kids' minds, because
right.
They're like sitting here, they looking up to these people, not knowing behind the scenes that they might go one day and they looking big, and then all of a sudden they do plastic surgery to get there. So they selling them a dream. You know they're not going to get that slim that fast. Or even these working mothers or these single mothers that's trying to get back, don't, you know what I'm saying, they see these chicks out here in Hollywood and all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, they're skinny. Yeah, they got a trainer. They got a chef in the house that cooks their first meal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything like that. Or they get
and not only that,
country for a quick fix.
Not only that, Lush, the healthy meals cost.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to the dollar store, and then I mean, they're not going to the dollar
to the dollar value in McDonald's or Burger King or whatever. They're getting, you know, something shipped in fresh with vegetables, fresh just out of somebody's garden. Like, you know, that causes. That causes. Right. That's another thing that, you know, that causes. So, you know.
They're getting that joint shipped from, like, the west of Mali somewhere. You know what I'm saying? With you know what I'm saying, with the breast of some goat milk and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like
goat cheese. Shout out to the goat cheese on some beets too. What? That's good eating right there. That right there. And that's like $20.
Word. On that goat cheese, right?
Nah, it's like $8. Like, come on. For cheese?
I was going to say $20 because with $20, somebody, a whole family could eat.
Right. It's like eight. Like, if it depends on the cheese, it depends on where you get it from and all that. It could be like $4 to $5 for little two. The bigger twos, of course, a lot of money. It's just, you're right, because the things that cost, it's honest. I mean, this is what people want. And it makes sense in America because we are United States and a country that has a lot of obesity. So therefore, when it comes down to doing this health, you know, healthy eating, it's going to be a high demand for it. So it's going to be limited supply, but it's going to be high demand, which means I'm going to raise my prices, and whoever want to be healthy is going to pay for it to do what they got to do. You could go every day and spend like $30, $40 trying to eat healthy. If you eat three meals a day out, like if you out working all day and all night, you will come out your pocket like $30 to $40 trying to eat healthy.
Definitely, definitely. And real talk, just like she stated, it's all in economic supply and demand. So basically, and the crazy thing about it, back in the day when we was eating organic food. But who's not to say that the organic got some stuff in it, too? They say organic food, right? You know what I'm saying? If you go to these other countries outside of America, they're eating fresh food. You know what I mean? We come here, everything's processed and everything. Everybody eating McDonald's like every single day, super sizing it. And you know what you notice in the hood areas, right? You got a McDonald's everywhere. You got all that. You know what I'm saying? But when you go to a nice upscale area, you got the nice places with the sushi. You got certain places that, you know, have whole.
You don't see no McDonald's or Burger King nowhere.
No McDonald's, none of that. Everything's like a vegan spot.
Not even a Walmart. You see close by to them damn mansions. None of that.
It's crazy.
I'm with
it. Because I went there, you know. I'm on my whole little diet thing or whatever. I get stuff, but I get within my means to still eat healthy. But at the same time, yo, that food that you, I can't go to the Whole Foods store because I'm gonna walk out, end up spending close to like $300 to $400 on a little piece of stuff on like a smaller quantity of items. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and the thing about it, you know, the reason why, it's just like selling drugs. At the end of the day, the government has to know how they can capitalize and make money off of it. We're going to get everybody fat and induce all of these fast food companies. And then after they get to a certain point, now we're going to capitalize and bring in all this whole food organic stuff, charge people extra money, because now the status quo is you need to be slim or a small waist in order for you to get to where you need to be, in order for you to be accepted in society. So now we're going to charge an arm and a leg. And, yeah, these fools want to pay for it because that's what they need. It's supply and demand in economics. It's ridiculous what people are willing to do in order to get what they want. They cannot. It could be their last. But if they want it, they're going to pay for it. Just like them phone pauses, waiting in line forever, looking like y'all waiting for a welfare check. For the phone pauses, y'all do whatever y'all need to in order to get them shoes. So people are willing to sell their soul or do whatever in order to get what they want, supply and demand at the end of the day. Entertain.
Say your lovely lush
X. Well.
Well. Lushy lush X. Well.
We just got deep on them real quick. Shout out to all the people that's in college. For real,
I just threw an X after your name, Lushy Lush X.
You know what I'm saying? I just. Yo. 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 Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Man, but. Well, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, besides entertaining you guys, we got to drop a little bit of, you know, education, a little bit of, you know, get deep a little bit with our people out there. Because, you know what I'm saying, this is reality, you know what I mean? Don't get caught up in status quo. If you want to go do something in 2013, don't wait for somebody to tell you to change. Find change within yourself and work towards your goals. The only person that's holding you back is yourself, or you're allowing somebody else to restrain you from your goals, from your dreams. Don't do it. You did it last year. You did it the year before last. You're not doing it this year. So go out and get something. Don't forget to check out Motivational Mondays on Monday with your host, Emma E2K, and your girl, Leslie Les. And that joint right there, we talk about jumpstarting your day, motivational thoughts and quotes, some poetry, and some jumpstarting music. So we get down with it. You like that quick plug, right? That was hot, right? You like that?
Yeah, that was hot. Yeah, that was hot. But you forgot the part about me being the fourth member of TLC.
I forgot. She was the invisible member, the fourth member. Y'all saw her in the Rock? She was like a hologram or something. You know how they got that new
all the way
hologram?
To the left.
She was like a hologram.
All the way out of the screen. All right, all the way out of the screen. You got to YouTube it. Go YouTube it and look all the way to that. Like, you can't even blink, because if you blink, you missed it, and you got to see the whole video all over again.
Dang.
Once again, you're tuning in. We're live right now on Less Radio Online, all the way live, man. And it's Friday, man, popping bottles, people listening, drinking, you know, glass of wine. T-Boss will be live on the line. Her show is this January the 1st, called Totally T-Bar. And she's going to be reuniting with her fellow groupmate, Chili, live on the show. We're going to check out her daughter, Chase, that's live on the show also, which she addresses as her mini-me. Also, her best friend, Tay-Tay, who is working as her, like, her slight manager, assistant, and all that in one. Barb, who's another one of her cousins, and everything like that. So the whole family's in there. You know, she's in there doing her thing with the music and all that. So we're going to be checking. That's going to be we're going to be talking about that soon with her. She is running late, but, you know, bear with us. This is radio. This is live. And you know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with stars, hey, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? So we all the way live on Lush Radio Online, man. The show don't stop. I'm going to go ahead and go into a quick mix from DJ Reason. Check out D-Reason 88. We're going to check out it. This is the mix show part of the show. So we're going to go into a mix from DJ Reason, check out some of his scratching and some of his music, and we're going to come right back live on Lush Radio Online, man. People, like my cousin says, don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in the hype. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just do your thing. Do what you do, man. And live life, shine bright like a diamond. Okay, so we're going to go into this mix, and we're going to be right back, you heard?
DJ Reason.
You know you're my favorite white boy, right? All right.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's everyone's favorite white boy.
DJ Reason.
And right now, you're rocking with me and my girl Lushy Lush from LushRadioOnline.com. Hit me up on Twitter at DReason88 to get all your information on upcoming events, new mixes, and new mixtapes.
Mama say bye. Your girl, white feet away.
Yeah, this your boy Jay Black of Comic Book Heroes. You're now rocking with DJ Reasons, my favorite white boy. Meet us at Green Turtle, Orange Mills every Friday night. Let's go. Let's go.
Now tune into the yeah. Ballin', Jigga Man be ballin', leave chicks pigeon toed, some of them be crawlin', get the best of you whenever I put my all in, have mommies callin' for the law, darlin', Jigga and Paulin', ass drop, coops with half the top, foes half my knot, niggas mad when I brag about the cash I got, but I'm used to not having a lot, I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box, I'm the type to interior decorate the watch, I'm the type to sling, heavyweight on the block, and every day I clock, work niggas to hurt.
Lips are telling me yes, while you're kissing on my neck, making me feel so, should I stay, should I go, I don't know, your whole voice down, drives me wild, but in the back of my mind, I know, I can't let you
clusters, busters, they wanted to rush us. Love the way you sparkle when the sun touch us. When you blush, you turn blue if your grade is right. You can light up the whole room, turn it day from night. When the summertime is in and the tops are down. With you around my neck, we lock the whole block down. It took short sleeves, it is now that I understand. The reason they call you ice, everybody breathes independent in the sun. Who can shine like you? And that platinum and the charm, who can blind like you? The direct reason why niggas do the crimes they do. I used to snatch the necklace right off the reckless fools. Guess I was jealous that they were so next to you. So I devoted half my time to invest in you. The other half was spent on protecting you. Cause you belong to me. Now sing a song for me. Come on.
dressed like a video vixen. Said her man be on that bullshit pimping. Well, I retire from the bull like Pippin. Tryna get you home or would you be Mark Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple leaf dash, got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffing on a joint, though. Girl, that's only if you want, though.
Ready.
Cause since we in the club, for now, for now. Might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up, fill it up. Go, girl, it's your birthday.
campaign.
That's what it was. You was in the mix with your boy, DJ Reasons, man. That's your favorite white boy, man. He's always doing this thing in the Green Turtle. He's rocking out each and every day, each and every Friday with us live on Lush Radio Online with them hot mixes, man. Your man can play everything from old school to new school. And, I mean, he's young, but he gets it in. You heard? And he rocks a party, man. He goes in. DJ Reasons, man, straight out of Baltimore, he's doing this thing, man. Tima, what you thought about him in the mix? What you thought about his mix? Cuzzo, you live in the building?
My bad. I'm back again. What happened?
What you think about that mix, man, from DJ
Reasons? I thought that was nice. I think that was really nice. Yeah, I remember him playing at the party. That's Tom. He good. I think that's a real good mix. He's doing his thing out there, definitely.
Definitely, man. DJ Reasons, follow him at D Reason on, you know, Twitter and everything, man. He goes in, man. So definitely, we're still going to have T-Boss live on the line, man. It's just, you know what
I'm saying? I got a question.
Is she on
the East Coast or she on the West Coast?
The number that they called in from was an Atlanta number, so I don't know if she's in Atlanta right now with her assistant or she in the West Coast. Because the time schedules, I think she's on the East Coast time right now. I think she is.
Oh, all right.
I think she's on East Coast time right now. So, because you know, it could have been a time difference, but she is on the East Coast right now at this moment. So that's the thing with that. But we're gonna go into some more music, and we're gonna come back. I'm gonna chop it up with Cuzzo, because you know Cuzzo always got me laughing over here, man. She be having yo, she's crazy now. Yo. All my reggae lovers and everything like that, man. Cuzzo crazy, man. Before my reggae lovers and everything, man, I'm going to throw y'all this joint real quick. Beanie Man, King of the Dancehall, throwback, man. Friday, all my island massive. And we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online because we turn it all the way up.
Let's do it. Bunk bed, bunk floor against wall. We sex them hard till them call me. And the girls them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Bunk bed, bunk floor against wall. We sex them hard till them call me. And the girls them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Hello, mean body girl.
Beer in the mirror.
Got it, don't give me no icky girl.
Don't you dare.
This is sippy.
Remove your underwear, I make me ram it, stick it, jam it, if you don't.
Y'all forget sex, though.
Who that to ask me why? Y'all is me ask me question, a Frankie guy. So how you act so shy? Me no make kitty, but me da like a blind.
Me no Batman,
half a me no Robin guy. If you and I ever not to tie.
No shy,
when me stop it, then you reply. Bite your lips and close your eyes, cause pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Show me a pretty girl.
Your body shape so good. Let me introduce you to a piece of wood.
Beanie, can I be a girl?
I think you could, but I don't want to be misunderstood.
No mistake.
Me not want no girl with only pretty face. Me want the chicken and the waist and the body with the shape and the cherry. With the beast, man, the sound and the place, man, the lie up on the case, see the murder on your beast.
With the airport away.
With some y'all with afraid, cause the one of them, the fish are run down me body bay. Natural baby juice and a concentrate. You never know what's up, the love, Dr. Gray.
Go!
Bum bed, bum floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Bum bed, bum floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
My belly full of food.
Me go pon a gal feast. Come me go this off for sex. Me no go this off for eat.
Miss no off for eat.
Thump you at street. Then inna me car seat. About 3-6 inch deep.
You think I do a nail?
All the Sydney we go see sticky. Kiki. Skis, 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 skis.
And when we start being the joke,
she think I don't read. Me no deal with down, so baby don't leave. Me want a gal with petite, nice and look sweet. When she see the third leg, she run like chop meat. And me know how to do it, now back, now retreat. Me know the song, you're complete. So when me go some
pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all till them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Boy.
TV, Coast to Coast, man, E2K Enterprises, man, we in the building, it's all the way live. I just got confirmation from T-Boss's representative that she will be calling in like 20 minutes. They told me exactly 20 minutes they'll be calling in, so thank you for being patient with me, listeners and stuff, and rocking out with me and stuff, but you know how it is, you know what I'm saying, it's live radio, man, things happen, so she will be live on the line, so just hang on with us, man. I'm going to go on the line with Cuzzo to make y'all laugh a little bit more. You know what I mean? What up, Cuzzo? What up, Cuzzo? What you doing over there? Cuzzo?
Oh, my bad. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Guys, upgrade my phone or something. Anyway. Selling Blackberry World. What in the world? What up?
Well, you,
You need an upgrade, man. Yo, shout out to all them people that still rocking the BlackBerry.
Shout
you know
out.
What I'm saying? I still love y'all and everything, but you know, also me and Emma, you know, we was rocking the BlackBerry hard. We was on the whole little BBM. It's good for people that deal with a lot of international business. You know what I'm saying? But they have another little app. I think you can. I think it's Live Profile. You could add to your phone. It's almost like a BBM or whatever for like smartphones and stuff like that. But we had to get off of that, man. We had to do Team iPhone, yo. Shout out to them big old gigantic people with that Galaxy Note, yo. That's not a phone, son. That's a straight tablet. Why is your phone that big? You might as well get an iPad or something, man, or a tablet,
oh,
man.
So now you marketing. So now you work for Microsoft. Now you work for Apple. Now you work for Apple. Now you marketing for Apple. This is what you call it. So people that got the Galaxy, people got BlackBerry. Yeah, no, shout out to BlackBerry because guess what? We can still have the same phone, unlike iPhone. He gonna come out again like another 6 months. They're gonna be like, get the iPhone 6. Y'all gonna keep buying iPhones every 6 months because they're gonna give you something and you're gonna feel like you need something else. The perfect plan. The perfect plan for all you iPhone users. Hello? $5,000 down the drain on phones. Come on, get out of here. I ain't with it. I don't need no apps. We ain't had no apps since 2007. Well, I need apps now. Hello? You want to talk to me? Call the phone. Text me. That's it. Get out of here. Apps. And the next thing you know, everything is everywhere online. Everybody can see everything. Now everybody want privacy. What you want privacy for? You got the apps, right? You don't need no privacy. There you go. Hello? Mm-mm. Nobody got time for that. Anyways, I have something I would like to talk about. Please.
What would you like to talk about? Hello?
I would like to talk about...
Go ahead, Cuzzo, because I know you're about to go in, right? You know.
No. It's not even nothing bad. It's nothing bad. I just would like to... Now I was gonna get serious for a minute, but I don't want to talk about that no more. I was gonna talk about what happened with the fiscal year kind of thing, but I don't feel like talking about that. Anyway, so what's going on, man? You throwing the Super Bowl party, the bash?
I mean, I'm thinking about it, but I heard in L.A., man, my people's DJ Hustle out there. He's doing something with the real Ricky Ross. You know what I'm saying? And
who, the correctional officer? I don't understand that. If we want, matter of fact, let's be keeping real. You're correct. You a CEO. Now you, I'm a red. Whoa. You was a law-abiding citizen. Now you out here to see. Now you're a criminal. I'm done. I can't do it. They feeding people illusions. I'm telling you, we need more people like TLC.
Nah, we're not talking about that one. We're talking about the real Ricky Ross, the real one.
Oh, so he the fake one.
The one that did a bid. Him and DJ Hustle, our correspondent out in Hollywood, our red carpet man, actually is doing some stuff with him. He has a Super Bowl party that might be going down in L.A., so we might be checking that out, or he might do correspondence from us straight live from the party. You know what I mean?
Oh.
They're going to have a couple of football players and everything out there. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, make sure he ain't corresponding with the losers. You got to be in the team, not with the losers.
The winning team, right? The winning team.
You got to be with the winning team, man. You got, oh, I didn't know that. So Rick Ross took somebody else's name?
Yeah, come on, son. That's like mad old, son. Come on.
Yo, I'm not in. You know I don't. I be in my own world.
You're not in
school
because you still rocking that BlackBerry, son.
Son, you see that? You know where I'm at. I'm still in that BlackBerry. You sure enough right. I'm still in on that BlackBerry. Hello? That's how I am. I'm in a whole different world. I don't know what's going on out here, man. Dang. I just know we were talking about that Kim Kardashian. Definitely, I had saw that online. And I was like, oh, where she is pregnant? Because they had some ad, like, with Maury, and they had, like, her husband, her ex-husband, Kanye, and some other people, whatever they was, you know, doing. And, like, you are not the father. She was crying, looking stupid. I was just like, yo, this is crazy. It's so sad.
Yo, they get ridiculous. Yo, Instagram, let me tell you something. Real talk. Let's social media, okay? Social media is ridiculous right now. Like, especially Instagram, yo. Instagram is bananas. Some of the stuff that I've seen on Instagram, I don't even know why it's on there. Like, people are really exposing themselves
Yeah, I'm talking about Butterball naked on that joint. Some wild stuff is on Instagram. Then there's some buffoonery on there. And, you know, it's funny, you know what I'm saying? If you're bored and you want comical relief, just pull out your app for Instagram and look at the crazy stuff that people post on there, man. It's crazy. Yo, but if you try to follow me on Lush Radio Online, get them exclusive pictures, you know what I'm saying? Check me out, you know what I'm saying, on the normal. Hit me up on Lush Radio Online on the Instagram at ME2K. You know what I'm saying? The Instagram is popping, Twitter, Lush Radio Online. But, yo, real talk, I just found out. This is another educational thing for y'all guys that don't know, okay? They had a report actually on, I think it was on Channel 4, don't quote me, but basically what was told was that there was a, he's an app creator. He stated that basically every app you download, when they say the location and everything, it's collecting, that's why a lot of them are free, because they're collecting data on you. They're collecting data on you and everything. They're collecting data on you. So basically, if you download an app, say if we download Facebook and it say location or anything like that, or Instagram, they are downloading data and collecting data on you. Even Angry Birds. I was surprised to hear Angry Birds collects data on you. Even the flashlight, you know, when you download the little flashlight on your phone and stuff, that collects data on you. That's why they're able to supply you with all these free apps, because they use it to collect all your data. This is how crazy it was, right? At one point, it's cool. At one point, it's kind of scary, right? This guy, he basically took a picture of himself, because on Instagram, it gives you an option to put your location or not, right? So the guy clicks a picture of himself with his daughter in the middle of nowhere in D.C., and this dude that's a computer whiz pinpointed exactly where he was. It showed him a picture in the street exactly where he was at, and this guy went and stopped and met them. You know what I mean? So that's some freaky stuff right there. You know what I mean? So I'm serious. This dude, like, he was like, yo, what up? And these black people, they looking like, yo, what up? You know, it was crazy, you know. And the response from the black guy and his daughter was like, it's cool in one sense, and then it's scary in another sense, because anybody could be knowing where you at and can come and snatch you up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you, you know, it's cool if you wanted to, you know, find your child, or, you know what I'm saying, they might be like, yo, I'm not Jennifer House, but I just seen her post this joint on Instagram. She over here. And you can be like, yo, pop up wherever the house party at. You know what I'm saying? It could be any situation, but, you know, just watch out what you do, and sometimes turn off your location situation, you know, on the, if they ask you for the location. Because, you know, every time it pops up when you download a new app, it says, can we take your location? We would like to access your location and stuff like that. Be like, no, because they tracking you, everything you do. But, I mean, who knows? They've been recording us, you know, forever anyway. You know what I'm saying? They looking at us right now. They looking at us right now. They looking right in your face, and you don't know it.
So why you can't find missing people then?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, huh? Why they can't find? Why we got so many cold cases?
But we got mad apps. I'm not with it. Don't make no sense.
Why we got mad apps?
No, you got mad applications, you got mad apps, but you can't find missing people. Like, what's going on? I don't get it.
That's what I'm saying, apps.
You can make all these things for people's location, but you don't know where people at. Man, listen, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. If y'all got apps to locate people and collect data, why y'all can't find my ex-husband and get my child support? Somebody holler at me. Somebody holler at me, because he is, like, in the rear. So when y'all collect that data, holler at me, because I need my money. You heard? Team cut the check. Word up. Everybody collecting data. People running around this joint, ain't paying no time support. They can't find people killers. The killers are standing, people standing right next to the people. They can't find their location. Come on, son. Stupid.
Beat
they
it.
Find what they want to find.
Yeah.
They find
money all the time, millions of dollars to support things that they want to support, but they don't have no money to get jobs with people that really need jobs. Come on, B. I'm done. I need a PSA announcement. I need a PSA real quick. The everybody.
PSA?
I need to go to Congress, son. You might as well just go to Capitol Hill. And when I come down that way, I need to go down to Capitol Hill. Just I need to knock on the door real quick. I got to talk about some things.
Word. Then I heard another thing about a lot of people is waiting on their tax money. I heard they haven't really made a decision on the funds and everything like that. So they said it might be a delay. Now, don't quote me on it. Might be a delay on them tax returns. And you know, black people, we be waiting on our tax refund check. Don't play with our money.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about because I ain't never getting no refund, man. The most of it, I was like $250. I was like, yo, what in the world? This ain't it. This ain't what everybody's talking about. I want to be down. This ain't it. This is not it. At it.
Yo, word up. I only got one kid. Yo, anybody trying to let me claim some kids this year, yo, holla at me, man. My number is 24.
Yo, I ain't got no kids.
I need to claim like 3 kids this year, man. Holla at me. Let me claim your kids, man. I'll break you off. I ain't greedy. Can't cut the check. I will cut you a check. Let me claim all your kids. You ain't working? Let me claim your kids, man. I got you. Come on, let's make this business, man. 2013, I ain't playing no game. I claim your mother, too, man. Let's go. I claim everything. I'll ask you, girl. I ain't playing. That's the 2013, lad. That joint crazy. Yo, we got Emma E. Emma, you live back on the line with us, man. I'm trying to claim people's kids, man. Anybody
girl. As I'm driving, you know, I have to tune in to LushRadioOnline.com to see if her T-Boz is still, her people's better do what they do. You know, they're cutting that check to get her ready. She needs to call in. T-Boz, I love you, girl, but I can't hold the whole group down. I'm the fourth member, but, you know, you got to call in and say yo stuff, you know what I mean? And about the locations, let me tell you, I always turn my stuff off. I hate putting like where I'm at and stuff. That gets me nervous. That does get me nervous due to the fact that I got 1,001 stalkers, and it's not cool for them to know where I'm at. You know what I mean? It's kind of dangerous.
What?
I usually put where I was at, you know, past tense, because they can go after I leave. But I never like to announce where I'm going to be at because it's kind of scary. I don't want, you know, I don't need no team stalker here, you know, waiting for me and stuff because it does get type scary. We kind of giving a lot of ammunition to all these pedophiles and all these, negative people to kind of do what they do, and that's crazy. Like, it's supposed to be things to defend us, and in reality, we're kind of opening up ourselves more for danger. So,
right.
You know, it's cute and all that. It's cute and all that. People want to be like, oh, I'm at the Gucci store. I'm at the mall. I'm at the whatever. But just take heed to every time that you do post a photo, and if you're not denying for them to use or share where you're at, they're going to post where it's coming from. Especially
right.
If you're supposed to be on the low.
Yo.
Especially if you keep telling people that you're out of town and shit pops up that you're still in town. It's not cool, people. I'm just saying, be careful.
get your lies right. Get your lies right.
Get your lies right.
Get your lies straight. Like, you know, you can't say, oh, I just flew in. Flew in. It says right here your ass been here all along. You was in the room. That kills me for certain people, but you know what? Hey, to each his own. I do it. I'm not gonna lie and say that I don't do it. I do it, but I do it only just to shake and bake on my stalkers. That's it. Other than that, just know that I'm a registered holder. You know, that's all I need to say. So you be careful. Come with it. All right, that's it.
What? Yo, this laugh is killing me, man. This 2013 laugh is crazy.
It's contagious. A laugh is contagious.
Oh, my God, man. This thing is crazy right now, man.
contagious.
Yo, it's crazy, man. We all the way live. It's 2013, man. Brand new dreams, brand new goals, brand new motivation. Right now, you want a clean slate. Just wipe off everything. Leave everything in 2012. It's a new slate. Just get jump started. Even if you got to start from the ground up, man, it's not too long for you to get to your goals, man. Let's do this, man. Let's get it. Shine bright like a diamond. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be telling Cash, man, please don't judge me like Chris Brown. I'm going to tell you, this is the year of the truth, man. Me and Emma.
I love that.
You know,
yeah.
And Cuzza always been telling the truth. She don't care who you are. She don't care.
That's true. She don't care. She won't diggy with it, and not a lot of people can handle it, but she don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually we us Pisces kind of be like, oh, worrying about people's feelings. But in 2013, we down with Cuzzo. We team Cuzzo. Team Cuzzo.
We team Cuzzo, man.
Get
team
it.
Cuzzo.
We team Cuzzo in 2013.
Let's get it.
Y'all better get ready for the raft, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't with it, you better kick rocks, because we ain't playing no games. We shining bright like diamonds. We shining brighter than the sun. So stop playing with us out here, man.
Right.
And if you get mad, because we telling you about yourself and we telling you the truth, I'd rather you respect me for telling you the truth than me lying. So we're going to go on to the phone lines, man, and see if we got, you know what I'm saying, if we got T-Bars live on the line. But thank everybody for calling in. Let's go on the line and see. We got a caller. We got an unknown caller, but let's check. We're going to go live on the line. We live on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby?
Hey, it's T-Boss.
What up, T-Boss?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good.
Good.
Hey, good. Hey,
good.
Hey, good.
Wow.
Oh,
you?
My God.
It took me a minute, but I'm here now. No, I'm playing on.
Salute to you, sis. Salute to you, definitely.
Big salute to you.
I appreciate
big
clap
to all that, man. We got to show you some Lush Radio love, man. For real.
I appreciate it. Yay, thank you. Y'all live.
Oh,
y'all be having fun, huh?
Yeah. Hey, man. T-Boss, all I can say is that right now, I love you right now, man, because you just warmed up my heart, man. Just you just
aww,
coming on the show right now.
You
talk about you all the time.
I feel special. Thank you.
It's official now, right now, listeners. We got the one, the only T-Boss live on the line. Got the hot show, Totally T-Boss, Crazy Sexy Cool, TLC, live on the line. I love it to death. I love the haircut. You know that was my joint back in the day. You know, yo, I started off every song, and everybody was like, yo, that's my girl, and she's live on the line with us, man. What up, T-Boss?
Thank you. I'm chilling like a mug, you know. Stuck in traffic in L.A., I want to choke myself.
I'm sorry, boo, that you stuck in, and I know it was a lot of craziness, but I just respect you for calling on and showing us love. Can we get a quick Lush Radio shout-out before we do the quick interview real quick? Because I know you're busy, babe.
Oh, no, it's all good, and I appreciate you having me. Hey, 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 this is T-Vibes of TLC, and I'm chilling with my girls on Lush Radio.
Lush Radio, Lush Radio, babe.
Lush.
Yeah.
Okay. Lush.
Lush Radio
Lush.
Online. Lush Radio Online.
Online. Okay,
Lush.
Here we go. Hey, this is. Okay, hold on. Hey, everybody in the car laughing at me, y'all. I got this. Okay, they sleeping on my skills. Hold on, I'm going to get there. Hey, this is. Hey, this is T-Bob from TLC, and I'm chilling on Lush Radio on the internet. And for some of y'all, internet. Okay.
That's what it is, man. Yo, man, T-Boss, first off, it's an honor, it's a pleasure to have you live on the show. T-Boss, you got a lot of things going on. First off, how are you doing besides being stuck in traffic and everything like that and running around doing all these interviews right now? Because you know you're the hottest thing out here right now. You're the hottest thing.
No way. Really, y'all. I feel special. It's awesome. I always feel blessed to be here 2 decades later, and the love that I've been shown is absolutely amazing, and I can't believe it. And, you know,
it just seems like, you know, my life in TLC and stuff, it seems so long ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, when they start playing stuff, I'm like, oh, I've had so many opportunities that some never got at all. And to be blessed and have so many doors opening and so much love 2 decades later, I'm just really, like, overjoyed. It's amazing. So I'm, like, speechless when it comes to that because I've been shown a lot of love. So I appreciate everybody for that.
And you know, the thing about it is that TLC, the group in general, and you guys symbolized just girl power. Every song you did had a meaning, had a message for everybody, from Waterfalls to Hat to the Back to What About Your Friends to Creep. I mean, the style, the crazy, sexy, cool. Anybody that was anybody could compare or relate to each one of you guys or all you guys together, and you guys symbolize the sisterhood, because sometimes in the industry, women get catty, but you guys symbolize, you know, the bubbly fun of anything. It wasn't about how you dressed or anything like that, because y'all showed
right.
the cowboy side, the sexy side, and then, you know, it wasn't about what you look like. It was about the lyrics, and y'all always were lyrical. You always had the songs flowing. Every song was a hit, and I was always rocking through. I actually cut my hair like yours. You know what I'm saying? Just let you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, people still be saying, oh, you ain't gonna wear sideburns. I'm like, y'all, 20 years later, I love that haircut too. But then you got the, you still stuck in the 90s, you can't move on. But I love that hairstyle too. But I'm like, oh, God, you guys, because my family goes, are you ever gonna rock it? You gonna rock it? And I'm like, you guys, I can't keep doing that. Like, and I just let my hair grow out, seriously. But thank you. I appreciate it. I really believe in lyrical content, and I think especially with the way things are, especially with women and how everybody feels like they have to be naked and they're trying to make, like, the stripper thing the hot thing, I think you need lyrics like Unpretty and the things that let women know you don't have to be butt naked to sell albums, and we proved that. Like, over 65 mil in, you know, biggest girl group of all time with our clothes on. I'm proud of that because it shows that you don't have to sell sex. You don't.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And to come to speak on that, because I know you're busy and stuff, but we're going to get to the key points. You got a lot of new stuff coming in. You got the anniversary of TLC. Y'all got a lot of things going on. I checked out the first episode. I love the fact that we're seeing the interaction between you and your daughter, Chase, your mini-me, as you refer to her. And, you know, you and Tay-Tay, y'all off the hook, man. Her and Tara back and forth, be with each other. I can't wait to see how that's going to go on. You know, your brother, Barb looks like a whole full of a personality and stuff. I can't wait to see all the interaction and stuff. So give us a quick synopsis of what's going on, what inspired you to go to do the whole reality show situation and everything, T-Boss.
Well, to be 100% honest, I never did want to do reality. I was turning down shows left and right. But, I mean, it was amazing that I was being approached, but all money isn't good money, and I'm not going to conform to, you know, start acting a donkey on TV and making an ass of myself. That's not hot. And it's not more so about being on TV. You can go up the street butt naked and act like a crackhead and be on TMZ tonight. So just being on TV, I've been on TV for 20 years, my thing was it kind of fell in my lap. They were interested in following me and not leaving me, and I can't be led like that because I felt I'm at this point in time in my life, and I've been pretty much an open book about what I wanted to talk about, but I never talked about how, you know, all the things I went through health-wise. I mean, everybody knows that person. I do a lot of things behind the scenes for charity, but I was like, maybe if I speak up, because I felt like after I got my sight hearing and speech back, if God spared me, maybe I should share my story, tell people, and I can help people in hopes of letting them know this doesn't have to be a death sentence. Things can be okay, because I superseded everything they told me. When I was 7, they told me I would never live past 30, I'd never have kids, and I would be disabled. And I'm 42. My daughter's 12. And
wow.
I traveled the world in an amazing group. So
that's a
for
blessing.
Me, yeah, it is. So, like, I'm hoping on this show you'll get to. I'll. You know, it's a give and take thing. I'll give you a little, because, and I'll share more about myself, TLC, and the process of how I got here. But if I can share my story and mix two of my passions, music, and, you know, what I went through, because they don't have 10 years of technology to even tell you what happened, you know, when you have a brain tumor like that. So I hope that I can help people and laugh along the way, because laughter is some of the best medicine. But, girl, they censored us a lot. If they really showed the conversations me, Tay Tay, Tara, and Barbie having, y'all will be on the floor. But they were like, we're going to take it out. I'm like, y'all need to let me loose and let me do what I do. Because it's some funny stuff, but they just won't have me say it. So I hope we get a bloops and blunder, or, you know, whatever they call it, the bleeps and all that, because we got some funny conversations that America ain't even ready for. They'd be like, I can't believe they said that. But if everything that you think at home when you're in your living room talking with your girls, we done said it. But they just, you know, hey, I understand. Okay, we on the learning channel. Fine.
Go ahead and chat.
So, T-Buzz, how does it feel, or sometimes do you forget that the cameras are on you?
Oh, no, honey, I don't ever forget that. 20 years of that. I made that mistake early on in our career, and I would never forget it. It was Rolling Stone, and Lisa said something, and they put it on the cover, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, it was crazy. So, I just don't believe in saying nothing that I don't want to be seen, and I damn sure ain't shooting nothing. I'm the most, I ain't doing that. I ain't saying that. No, that's okay. No, just don't do it. And you know how people, oh, I don't want that out there. Well, you shouldn't have said it. I'm clear on that.
True, true.
Okay.
Definitely. That's true. I mean, when you're doing a reality show and everything, are there like certain things that you think about? Like, is there certain key points that you want people to get from the show in regards to who you are as T-Boss? Because you have T on. Because I know looking at the show, I see T on, and then you transfer into T-Boss. Do they ever, like, do they kind of both share? Because that's two of your personalities. Do they kind of share the same, some kind of similarities a little bit?
Yeah, and I'll say, because I'm T on all day, every day, and T on created T-Boss. But I am always and always have been me, and will always be. And you know how some people say, oh, you know, fame or money changed them. No, it didn't change them. It just showed who they really were. It just took that to show, because you can't bring anything out of me that's not in my soul. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm me. If I, you know, I hope people like it. If they don't, maybe this isn't for you. Okay, don't watch. But I just think it's funny because, you know, when people hit you, like, I've got more great responses. I don't really listen to negative stuff. I'm not a person that's easy ticked off. Like, I laugh at people more than they know. You're trying to piss me off, but I think it's funny. But I've never in my life ever took the time to tweet somebody I don't like, know anything about you. You quote my whole life, my history, and everything I do. But, oh, you don't like me, though. Okay, go ahead. No, I don't care. Write it down, take a picture, remember. Yeah, I don't give two.
Oh, my God, we need you here.
Rhymes with
it. We need you on Lush Radio. We need you.
We are live right now on Lush Radio Online with T-Boss. If you're calling in and listening, this is an honor and a pleasure because, honestly, she was actually one of my role models I actually looked up to, you know what I'm saying, in the music industry and stuff. So, I mean, I had started off in the rap industry, but I fell back and did more radio. But I'm telling you, you guys, I was in my tomboy mode. So, you know, everybody like, oh, why don't you dress a little sexy? But you guys made me feel comfortable and made me feel sexy in my skin. You know what I mean? So I have to say,
thank you for that.
We got one more caller. We're going to take one more caller in. You got to be quick because she is busy. We got a caller from the 347. I think it's Cuzzo. Cuzzo, you're live on the line with T-Boss. You have a question?
Hey, what's up, T-Boss? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm hanging in there. Can't complain. Thank God for 2013.
That's good.
I wanted to ask you just two questions. My first question is in regards to radio, like everything that's going on now, how music has, you know, just evolved into this new thing. Do you think there's a platform for the music that TLC had before to actually be out here now? Do you think there's a platform for that?
Yeah, I think it's
people
a platform.
Are so far gone.
And the reason I say that is because, like, when I walk into, like, a grocery store, elevator music, hold buttons, I still hear songs like I'm Pretty and Waterfalls. So that lets me know if you get them timeless songs, those last forever. And especially when you get those check for royalties, like, 20 years later, you're knowing that you did something right. So you do have, and to me it's not about can I come out with a good song. And it's hard to find one sometimes, but I'm always nervous, and I'll keep searching until I do. And you know when you have that one. You know, like Rihanna's Diamonds, that girl Sia wrote the hell out of that song. It's amazing. You know when you have that one. But you can't have, you know, I think the Unpretties and the Waterfalls lyrical content is so important. I think they will always work because they come from the heart. People can relate to them. There's somebody out there it can touch. So it's about the marketing to me to let people know it's out there. It doesn't scare me as much as getting the song as it does you pushing in the vehicle to let people know that this song exists, because I'm about to put a single out called Champion. It's not for my album, but it's dedicated to everyone who's overcome something, whether it's athletic, going to the Olympics, cancer, leukemia, what I've been through, sickle cell, whatever. But I feel champions aren't born, they're made. And proceeds will go to children with blood disorders. So I found a way to mix both my passions, and that's charity and music. So I'm just going to try to do things that I want to do instead of things that I feel I have to or need to because I'm stuck in a contract. I'm free right now, and I am blessed to be in this position. And I'm just excited, you know, about everything coming up, because I'm not in the just the music business. I'm in entertainment business. I write scripts. I do other things. So just because you haven't seen me dancing in videos all day on TV, that doesn't mean I wasn't working.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, I'm in the movie business and all that stuff now. ATL was my first with Tiff. That was about me and Dallas's life growing up in the hood. I executive produced that, and it was about my life. So Lauren London played me. Tip, T.I. played Dallas. So there's a lot of other solo endeavors that I want to do. They just keep saying solo album. I'm just not doing music. Like, I write songs. I do other things, and it's about what I want to do in my heart. And being that I have that opportunity to do so, I really feel blessed, honestly, because I actually get to do what I want. That's the key word, what I want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely. And real talk, because it is Follow Fridays. T-Boss, real quick, is this your Twitter? Let me just make sure, because, you know, people put out some other people, you know, they try to be fans and put other Twitters out. So is this your Twitter, T-Boss World? Is that it?
No. I'm at the real, I'm the real T-Boss, so at the real T-Boss. And I actually, you know, I started tweeting really seriously like 5 months ago. And I do answer questions, and, you know, we have a lot of fun on my page. So everybody follow me at The Real T-Boss.
That's what it is, man. The Real T-Boss.
Oh, yeah, and I can't forget to say this. Totally T-Boss, totally Tuesdays, totally on the TLC Network at 8 p.m. Y'all check it out.
Okay. Every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on TLC, make sure you tune in. Support this girl. She got positive things. It's a whole bunch of fun, and you get to see the real. She's always been real, but you get to get real up close and personal with her, and you'll learn to love her. If you didn't love her already, you're going to love her now. And she's gone through a lot of obstacles, and she's overcome them, and she is the testimony that you can get through anything no matter what it is, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, because I know, you know, you're busy. I'm about to tweet you now. Now, girl, you got to promise me that you're going to tweet me back now, okay?
Yeah, you got to say follow me, and I will, because, child, looking people up, I'm a hot mess. I'm going to get this together. They be laughing because I always tweet myself. I be having slowness moments, so I'm like, y'all, it's all good. And they laugh all the time because it's like I'm talking to myself. But y'all be blessed, and thank you for having me. And you guys are awesome. I loved it. Thank you for a great interview.
Make sure you send us that song, Champion. Make sure we get in contact so we can get that song, because we want to support that. We always support girl power here on Lush Radio Live, and we love you.
Please do. All right, so I'll be talking to y'all again when Champion comes out.
All right.
That's what it is, girl. Love you,
okay,
man.
Okay, bye.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Love y'all, too. Thank you. Bye.
Woo! All right.
That's
what it
is. We were just live.
It
was worth the wait, man.
You was all the way live.
You know what I'm saying? Now I can stop being nervous because I was, you know how like you see a star. You know, I don't never get starstruck, but when you got somebody that really inspired you in your life that you looked up to, yo, you be getting like butterflies and all that stuff. So like, I was nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you nervous when you be around me? You be a butterflies around me. I inspire you through your life, son. What are you talking about? It's okay. I thought I prepared you for this, son.
Yo, this 2013 laugh is crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I can't do this.
That was live. That was live, y'all.
Yo, it was so live, man. T-Boss is so real. And all I can say is that my heart is like, this was the best interview. She even said that she just loves the interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that made me feel, I made her feel comfortable and everything, and she's real. You know, what that reminded me of, the interview where we did with Tashina Arnold that she was on.
Yeah.
Last year, the year, she was so real. You know what I'm saying?
You gave
her
gave a whole essay of questions. I remember that.
Yeah. I was excited. That's Pam. Come on.
That was an essay. I was like, dang, yo, I thought we was going in class up in this piece. I thought I was in teacher's office. Like, what?
Yo, you crazy, man. Big shout out to T-Boss, man. Still looking beautiful. In her 40s, she make the 40s look sexy. Her and Chili, man, rest in peace. Left Eye, make sure you follow her. It's the real. Don't follow that fake one that somebody got up there. Follow THE Real T-Boss and tell her you heard her live on Lush Radio Online and you want to tell her thank you for coming on the show. So please hit her and tell her Lush sent you over there. So hit her, the real T-Boss, you know what I'm saying, on there. So hit her up right now. And all I can say is that it's crazy right now, and we're going to continue following her, supporting her on all that she got going on. And I'm excited. I'm on a big thanks to Ernest Jackson from Strictly From The Promo that got at me to do this interview on the top of the year and just, like, set it off for 2013. So we're going to shine bright like a diamond. What? Get out of here, man. Don't play no games with me, man. I ain't got no words.
I ain't got no words.
Words, son. And just because of that, man. Cause I think I got Unpretty in here. We played Unpretty earlier today, so we're gonna play Unpretty real quick.
Yeah.
We're gonna play that joint one more time. Unpretty, and we're gonna come back again, share some thoughts and end out the show. It's a great show. All I can say is that I feel good right now. Now I can pop a bottle. Now I can pop a bottle.
Hey, little homie. Hey.
Hey.
Right.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. We live. She said we live. She said y'all live.
No, we
yeah.
live.
Yeah.
we all the way live, man. It's Friday, man, and we live, man. This is what we do. Lush Radio Online. We the people's voice. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people, for the unspoken people, for the artists out there, for the people that need help, for the people that survive going through sickle cell, going through cancer, going through injuries, going through beating a case, going through situations that people throw at them just because they can. So all them people that beat it or made it through an obstacle and still surviving, and you still here and you still shining like a diamond, you about to go to the song. I'm out of here. We got to go to the song. We're going to come right back. Me and Cuzzo still got to tell some cats to get the out of here. You heard?
Beat it. Right. Beat it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm pretty TLC, man. It's all in love.
Love.
It's live radio. Sometimes you accidentally mute yourself. But, Joe, this Lush Radio Online, we all the way live. I'm back with Cuzzo, man, and all I can say is that just made my New Year, my Christmas. Shout out to Ernest once again. Big shout out to Strictly for the promo for all your PR needs and stuff. Yo, that just made my day, man. Like,
That made my day, too. I had a rough day, and that made my day. And she's really, yeah, that made me feel real good, yo. I really appreciate her taking the time out to even, like, you know, come out. And I appreciate her respecting our gangster. She respected our gangster, son. She said, yo, y'all love. Yes, yes, this is what we do. This is how we are all the time.
But you know what? That's how they feel for TLC is. They was always live and bubbly and, you know, always starting a party. So, you know what I'm saying?
So we live all day.
Look out for a new show coming soon next month. So check that out. We got another edition of Us Radio Online. My new DJ, y'all heard of your favorite white boy, DJ Reasons, D Reason 88 on Twitter, ME2K. Cuzzo, give him your Twitter, man, because you know you are a comedian on this show, man. You be off the hook.
Yo, I got
come
like
on,
25 man. Followers because I don't be tweeting like that. But if you want to follow me, it's okay. FSR 2014. Oh, yeah. That's it.
That's what it is, man. We all the way live, man. This is what we do, Lush Radio Online, man. If you would like to submit music for a Hot or Not Friday, submit it to lushradioonline@gmail.com. We got a lot of events, a lot of things coming up, so stay tuned. Log on to the show. You can also check us out via mobile on a TuneIn app on your Android or iPhone or iPad. You download it, and all you got to do is type in Lush Radio Online. You will see the logo popping up. You click on the icon. You can listen to us streaming live. Along with that, you can also listen to archive shows from all the way back to, like, 2008 or something. You know what I mean? So if you just want to go back to our old shows, which we had a lot of hot shows. We didn't interview so many people. Check it out. Check out the mixtapes. It's crazy. Check out thatpiff.com, your girl Lushy Lush. If you're looking for a host for, you know what I'm saying, your event or your mixtape, holler at your girl, Cuzzo. Man, that's my other ace right there with MA2K. Shout out to Heather, the party girl. She about to be going hard and hammering the promo for Lush Radio Online. Shout out to my man Mike, producer. He's doing his thing. They call him the Black Marigold. Every time I think about that joint, I think about Black Dynamite. But what, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? But big shout
out to one more time. What was the what's her show? T-Boss show? Where you could catch it at again?
Okay, we can log on to T-Boss show each and every Tuesday on TLC on your cable channel TLC, and it's called Totally T-Boss.
TLC is on watch. Her show is on TLC at what time?
It's at 8:00 every Tuesday. It's called Totally T-Boss.
Okay.
And you can listen to a show. You can watch a show and everything like that. If you didn't check out the first episode that aired January the 1st, you could check out a little bit of snippet on YouTube and stuff. I posted it on my Facebook just for those who didn't get to see it and everything, so you could get a snippet of it and everything. But it's more to come. They got an anniversary coming up. They're about to do the remake of Waterfalls, her and Chili. They
wow.
Shoot a new video. Yo, Chili looking extra, like the arms is looking like swole. She's like looking hot like always.
Yeah, I need to get them arms like that. I need my arms like that.
Word, I need them.
And you need to holler at for real.
I need them.
For real, I want my arms like that and my stomach. If I get that, it's a wrap. I'm coming out with a whole different situation, right?
All I can say is that they always had the illest stomachs, man. Like,
son, I need my stomach, son.
Washboard.
Son,
I need that
washboard,
like
them. First, you got to give us alcohol, son. No more alcohol, son. No more.
word.
First to say I don't drink. Whoa, wait a minute now. You don't what? You don't what? But that's okay. We promoting all that good stuff. Don't drink and drive, everybody. Hello.
Don't drink and drive. It's Friday. Don't drink and drive, man. Be safe out there. Also on top of that, man, you know, like I said, man, we educate and entertain here. We make you laugh. We make you have fun, but we also drop jewels. So take heed of some of the messages that we have here on Lush Radio Online, man. You know, we don't try to, like, focus on all the buffoonery that's out there. We try to focus on some positive things in life. So take heed of some of the information. Don't forget to tune in on Mondays from 10 to 11 o'clock. It's Motivational Mondays, always trying to jumpstart your Monday. Your Monday doesn't have to be miserable. It can always jumpstart it with the sexy Emma E2K and your girl Lush. And then on Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock to 11 p.m., get in the mood with the sexy, sultry, Latin mommy, ay caramba, ay Dios mío, Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge. And, you know, hear some of that feel-good music. She might even make you just want to touch yourself. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't scared. You ain't ready for me.
Nah.
Lady on time, man. We ain't playing no games, man. It's all the way live. But it is Get Out of Here Fridays. So we just going to bleep out that one today just because this is the show we did with T-Bar. So we
right.
About to get the Fridays. You know what we talking about, though.
Next week,
next week is going to be called the Truth Serum. So we're going to tell the truth, man, next week Friday, and it's going to go in. But Emma's live back on the line. Emma, did you like that little intro I said about the Latin mommy?
You gave me the porno promo. What was that? That was the porno promo.
Porno promo.
What is that?
My bad. PG-13. I was just playing. She really has a lot of positive stuff, but she does let you listen to feel-good music. I'm just saying you might get captivated by you might throw a song on that make you want to just, well. But I'm just saying.
Every Tuesday, we definitely get it in. We get it in more conversational-wise, whatever topic we're discussing. We do get in on the topics. There's a no-holds bar when we talk about whatever we're talking about. So the Queen's Lounge, you're welcome to come in, you know, have a seat, have your little Moscato, and just chill. We just kind of build on whatever it is, all the interesting topics that we be touching. All the way from domestic violence to, child support to everything. We talk about it all. There's nothing we don't talk about, you know. I always tell everybody it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So we always try to bring a very careful delivery on everything that we talk about. But we still get it in. We still get the message out. And it's well received because, the numbers say so. So. You know, people are listening, and I definitely appreciate everybody listening. Stay tuned. Lush Radio Online, baby, 2013. We're just taking over. It's a lot of shows that are going to be coming during the week, and, we're just doing it, man. Just keep listening. LushRadioOnline.com. Every time you think about radio, just log in. www.LushRadioOnline.com.
If you think you got what it takes to be on the radio, holler at us, you know what I'm saying? If you think what you got to take, if you can go through the Lush Radio boot camp, we're looking for the next star. So you already know what it is, Lush Radio Online, all the way live. This is what we do, and we got bigger and better interviews coming on. So hold on to your seats. Don't be stupid. So we're about to go ahead and let y'all know that we're going to give y'all a little bit of red light special for all y'all out there that might be bunning up with something, feeling on something, tasting
something. And what about the ones that are not?
And the ones that just want to sit there and sip on some champagne and just listen to some good old music, which TLC always gave you some good old music. We're going to give you the red light special, courtesy of Cuzzo. Brought my memory back, man.
Woo.
And we're going to rock that junk out. We're going to put you on a smooth move.
Baby.
out to New York, worldwide, international, man. We out here. Lush Radio Online, man. Cuzzo, you got a last shout out before we leave? Eight minutes on the clock, man. Come on, Cuzzo, stop hiding over there. Stop muting yourself, man. Cuzzo's done. It's a wrap for her. Yo, what's the last words, Emma?
Listen, though, y'all, I just want to shout out Lush Radio Online all day, every day. It's 2013. I want to shout out my cousin. I want to shout out to E2K down here doing her thing in that Sunshine State. All this whole East Coast is about to be turned out. So I just want to shout out to everybody. I love y'all, and y'all keep supporting them, yo. And I'm here. We here. We live. This is takeover time.
Love you, man. Can't cut the check, man. Emma, last words, man, before I drop this song on them.
I just want to say thanks, everybody, for supporting us. You know, T-Boz was just the beginning. We thought we'd start 2003 the way we're supposed to do it, Lush Radio Online style. And be soon for the YouTube when we hit you with the Lush Radio Online style dance. LushRadioOnline.com style.
Word. That's what it is, man. We're going to this off. See you on Monday, man. We ain't playing no games. Red Light Special, TLC. T-Boss, we love you. Each and every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, TLC. Totally T-Boss. Follow her at The Real T-Boss. We out here. Yep.